On one end of the wall, a tall, striking woman is captured mid-stride in a warmly lit hallway. A few feet down from her hangs a photo of a young man in his kitchen, hanging artwork as a Richard Pryor movie runs on a TV in the foreground. The photos are part of the new exhibition at the University Galleries. In the Company of Black features a collection of photographs by Cecil MacDonald Jr., depicting his family and friends in their homes. MacDonald pursues a warm intimacy with what he calls extraordinary, ordinary people. In these photos, the delight is in the details. That's according to Kendra Pates, University Gallery Director and Chief Curator. Look closely at the photos, and certain references pop out at you, artistic Easter eggs that add intrigue to the photos.
Whether it's a reference to Miles Davis or a print by the founder of the DuSable Museum in Chicago.
And I like that thinking of, I was very specific with every little detail, making sure that it speaks out to someone who kind of knows. Mm-hmm. Even if I don't have to, I've told the story in lectures and talked about certain things. But I also know there's an audience who already know those references. Like, some people will know that that's James Baldwin in that on the screen of the computer, right? So I think, so I'm speaking to, you want to speak to everyone, but you know there are people who speak, I don't want to say a certain language, but your language, right? The language of art, the language of the history of art, the history of photography.
I'd like to go back to the beginning and what inspired you to take these particular photographs in this exhibition. Did you see a vacuum, as it were, in the art world where these photographs were going to fill?
I really just wanted to spend time with family and friends, trying to figure out what kind of relationship could happen if we put a camera between us, right? And thinking about, what do our relationships look like? That's like a question I'm always asking. Probably because I'm an image maker, so of course, but I'm always asking myself, well, what does that look like? And sometimes often that thing is abstract. So like, what does love look like? What does intimacy look like? And seeing how you can put that on film, right? And show it and exhibit that thing. So that was the impetus. And I'm not going to ignore the other things that go around being an artist and having a practice, which are those museum things that you know are missing in society. But that's never a good reason, at least I shouldn't say never, but for me, that's not a good reason to make work, right? I come from a very different kind of humanistic, as a humanitarian point of view.
You had a goal, you had an artistic goal and a personal goal with the people in your photographs. But what about the goal with regards to people coming to see the photos? What are you hoping people, when they come to view these, what do you hope people feel and enjoy and take away from these photos?
That's, wow. That's so much. That's a big fat question. But what
it's public say, radio, so.
Right? I will say this. I want them to feel the intimacy of the photographs, which to me kind of warms me up to be a better person in a relationship. Whether that's an intimate family or friends or colleagues or just relating to each other as human beings, I would hope that the photographs kind of warm you up to that kind of activity or those, it's a duty to be a good person, right, to me. And I'm privileged, right, with a great education, the love of a family, and so I use my privilege in that manner, like, right? And I have talent to make photographs, so make things that make people feel that warmth, that intimacy.
Well, and I think it's interesting that you went back to school a little bit later to study photography, too, that coming out of a fashion merchandising background. And
I was teaching photography to myself and finding mentors who could help me with questions that I had. So this is pre-internet world where it's like you can just go and like go to YouTube and get lessons. If it was not in a book, it had to come from a person. But I've always been a person who kind of walked around creating an image in my head. I own the fact that I'm an image maker, right? I like that. So it became natural that I would become a photographer.
Kendra, why did you want to do this show? Here we are at the beginning of the semester, and you are well known for your outreach to other parts of campus and the community as well. So what was it about this show that you wanted to bring to the community?
Well, we're so thrilled to be working with Cecil. I have to give credit to Jason Judd, our former curator, who started the project with him, but I'm really excited I got to jump in on it. So Cecil and I have been working together throughout the summer, and we've been working with Chrissy Lemaster, a photo grad student who was interning at University Galleries this summer. We just felt really strongly that this work was really moving. It hasn't been presented in this way before. This is the largest presentation of this body of work thus far. We were really proud to be able to offer Cecil that opportunity, but also to bring this work to our community, to premiere a video. You know, we collaborate a lot with other areas, and Cecil worked with Candor Arts, this really fantastic arts book publisher in Chicago. They made a book about the series called In the Company of Black, which is
right here on the bench.
And Milner Library has acquired the first edition for their special collection. But not only that, they are having an exhibition right now of all of Candor Arts publications. It's a really rich project. With the book, Cecil collaborated with the poet Avery R. Young, who wrote poems. Avery's pictured in the exhibition. One of his poems is what greets you in the lobby as you enter the exhibition. And so just thinking about all of these different ways that these different voices have played a role.
I want to take a close-up look at one of the photos, Cecil, right here. This one really caught my eye. Okay. And it shows a woman who is walking from a kitchen down a hall. There's a dog behind her, and she's walking into what looks like an entryway. And the color in here, there's this orange sort of glow going on, almost a womb-like quality to what she's walking into. So tell me about this photo.
This is a photograph of my dear friend, Dr. Tracy Matthews. She's a documentary film director at University of Chicago. Actually, she was the first person who I photographed while in residency at the incubator at the University of Chicago. This is her home. I used to give myself this kind of the rule that it had to happen in your space, your personal space. And when I get to a person's space, I'm always looking for kind of like cavities, interesting.
Like nooks?
Yeah, nooks. Doorways, in this case, the really interesting mirrors on either side.
Yeah, it reflects to there. We've got basically three of her here, her and these two reflections.
Right.
Why were you going for that? I mean, you didn't have to position her where we could see her in the reflection. What's going on there?
That reflection was all happenstance. I did not see that until I was working on the image, getting ready to print it. I was so focused on the light and her doorway and being freezing her in this doorway space. I knew these objects were there. I don't know if I thought about the reflection.
Real serendipity there.
Mm-hmm. Or it's in my mind so much that it kind of moves to the back.
Wow.
You know?
Yes.
I'd like to think that it's in there, you just haven't accessed it.
Let's move down a little and look at another photograph that is interesting. There's some nice layers here of this young man in a kitchen, and there's in the foreground there's a television with an image of Richard Pryor on it. Richard
right.
Pryor, who, hello, came from Peoria, just across the river. And I like there's a jar of Jif on the fridge, and just all these little details that we expect to see in just about anybody's kitchen. But what he's doing is he's putting a piece of artwork on a hanger,
right,
is what it looks like is going on here. So tell me about this and what inspired this.
He's cramped for space, so he's going to hang these images up. He has a row of them on this wall, and he has a row in the back here. So it's like an artist space, workspace, kitchen. And I love the crampedness of it. I like all of the magazines and CDs, and it was just so much material. And when I came to a pre-visit, a site visit, he had paused the TV for us to talk. And when I came in, Richard Pryor's face was on the TV. And I said, Milo, his name is Milo. I said, when I come back, make sure this face is exactly like this. And this is just about how we use our spaces. I think the space reflects the person. And so I really look for those types of environments, the way that this curtain kind of cuts through it. It looks like a stage
yes.
to me. And I think about most of these as stages or sets that are happen to serve as your home.
Can you tell me what it feels like to be here and have this showing at Illinois State University's gallery?
It's very gratifying. I'm very excited. It's amazing to see the works up in a room, and they are now having a conversation with each other in a way that I have these conversations individually. So it's like seeing my thinking laid out for me in a way.
Is it a little disconcerting or?
No, it's comforting. It's very comforting, yeah.
That's photographer Cecil McDonald Jr. and University Galleries Director Kendra Pate. In the Company of Black continues at the gallery through October 14th. The exhibition also features a new direction for McDonald. The 2018 video, No One Ever Really Dies, shows that McDonald is not content with still imagery and is embracing reinvention. I'm Laura Kennedy.